A business is solving problems for clients for profit. So if you don't have any clients, you don't have a business, you have a hobby. Intention is fantastic. The dream is fantastic. The desire to serve is fantastic. I love that. But are you helping anybody this month? Do you have a method that works? What I love about podcast guesting, when you show up the way you do from a place of heart-driven, authentic, and you really care, the host feels it. You get to have conversations with him, and all of a sudden, he is now bragging about you to his audience.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. I'm your host, Nikki Ballou, and I'm back with my all-time favorite guest because I've had him on more than anybody else. God, I think he's approaching 20 appearances. Mark Von Muser. Welcome, Mark.
Great to be here. Excited.
Excited to be with you too, brother. So, Mark, off camera, we were talking about something that I think everybody who's in business needs to look at and have a come to Jesus honest moment with themselves. And that is, do you have a business or do you have a hobby? Let's talk more about that.
It's a great concept and it's a great conversation. And one of the things about it is that a business is solving problems for clients for profit. So if you don't have any clients, you don't have a business, you have a hobby. Hobbies are expensive. Hobbies are outgoing cash. A lot of things like that that are costing you money. Businesses generate revenue, especially if they're profitable. And one of the things that's happened is a lot of people, and we've coached hundreds and thousands of people, getting them off out of the hobby and into the business world. Because there's what happens is there's a never-ending amount of money to spend and get your website up and get your book published and get your legal documents done and then update your website and all that outgoing money. But the reality is you still don't have any clients. Until you have a way to get clients and consistent clients as a secondary, you really have a hobby. And so it's one of those things where intention is fantastic. The dream is fantastic. The desire to serve is fantastic. I love that. But are you helping anybody this month? Do you have a method that works? And so today I'd like to unpack, Nikki, I'd like to unpack kind of what's transitioned for coaches, consultants, experts, speakers, authors. What's really changed? Because the way they got clients is changing rapidly as it has for the last decade. But recently it's just the game is shifting and we really need to talk about that. Because if you don't have clients and a way to get them, we got to help people get out of that hobby mentality.
The hobby mentality is a great phrase because what's happening, Mark, is there's a lot of those people that you and I like to call charlatan marketers. What's a charlatan marketer? That's a person who has low morals and ethics, but really great sales skills.
And marketing, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't really care about whether or not they actually deliver for anybody. If they do deliver, it's a happy accident. It wasn't like it was part of the design, right? And what they're doing is they're selling people things that used to work, tools and strategies that used to work. And I was interviewing Raymond Aron a couple weeks back, and the analogy that I used was that they're going to a field that used to be full of gold, right? But it's been dug up so much, there's no gold left in it anymore. But they're selling you the vision of that field as though it was still full of gold, right?
That's exactly right. And the other one that it is people that are selling something that used to work, but then there's another version of the marketer as well. And those are the ones that are not even experts at it at all. They just decide they're going to jump on something and present that they're experts, and they'll create fake testimonials, they'll create fake data. And in reality, I remember there was a really big top level quote unquote sales guru. And he was out there talking about how he's the guru. I teach the greatest in sales, and has a video of him in front of a green screen helicopter. And he's telling people this. Well, meanwhile, he couldn't pay rent, but he was out there looking large, living large. He was getting evicted. It was a very public case up in British Columbia. And the other part too is his people couldn't close either. So it was like he's teaching sales, but he doesn't know how to do it. And what happens though is that's the same thing with marketing. I'll give you another example. About 3 years ago, right before, maybe it was right before COVID, right after COVID, was helping people build webinars, which actually worked before really, really well for a long time. And there was this one woman. This isn't a male or female thing, but she happened to be a woman, and she had been big about 10 years before with launches and blogging, and she hasn't innovated. And then all of a sudden she was getting blown by because she hadn't upgraded her skill set, totally copied everything we were doing, and even didn't even change the metadata in the website, just copied it verbatim. And there must've been a dozen people that just copied our website, even the ad copy and the descriptions of me. They just changed the name. That the heart of their company was this, every single thing. So they just copied. And there was a very large marketer who was telling you to copy what works. So that kind of is one of the reasons marketers have such a bad reputation. And these guys couldn't deliver, but the consumer doesn't know that. So those are the second things you got to be worried about and pay attention to. But the other part, which is a big one, there's a reason most online marketers have a bad reputation. And it's the first one you mentioned, which is they're selling stuff that used to work and it doesn't now. And so they're still selling it like it's working, but it's not. And they're trying to continue to sell the illusion. And then when you get in the program, you spend your $15,000 to join their program and it doesn't work. They say you need to spend more on ads. Oh, you need more money in the seat. Oh, it's your mindset. And they start the gaslighting process. Meanwhile, their business is imploding and their business is dependent on trying to get more people to buy the illusion of the past. So today's buyer is very skeptical. They're very gun shy and they have a right to be. And so part of it, the market has changed, and a lot of these gurus don't understand why. Part of it was iOS 14 and Facebook changed the algorithms. They lost their targeting ability, so it made it less effective. 4 years ago, you could get calls booked out of the blue for anywhere from $50 to $200. Now, using the lack of quality calls that they have and the targeting they don't have anymore, it might cost you $500 to $2,000 to get a call booked. Not only that, 4 years ago, you were completing 80% of the calls booked. Now, they're completing 30% of the calls booked. See what I mean? So calls have gone up about 500%, and the number of completed calls, now it gets worse. Before, you could estimate a 25% enrollment rate. Now the enrollment rate for a lot of those charlatan marketers is down 5-8%. So even that is 300% less effective. Now, I don't want to leave this as all doom and gloom, but a lot of the people out there that have a concern, they rightly should. And that intuition that tells you that, hey, I don't know if that's accurate what the guy's telling me. So now what's looking and what really the key is, not only is it, does that old stuff work? It really doesn't. The buyer's too savvy. And so what happens now is you need to have real outreach. You need to have real organic. You need to have real communication with the buyer. The last thing I'll say on this is it used to be anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. A consumer could see 5 to 20 minutes of content and make a decision to jump on the phone. Take a guess, Nikki, how much time they're estimating now it takes before a buyer will do that.
An hour?
Nope. More.
2 hours?
More. 3 hours before they decide what? Whether or not they're going to. Yeah, they're doing that much more research because they've been burned. Because consumer confidence is at a very, very low level. So they're not just going to run out there and throw money at the first, fast-talking actor who goes on screen. So what happens now is that you need to do it. Now, there's another area that they're missing. Authentic messaging. That messaging needs to be real. It needs to be believable. It needs to be authentic, and it needs to be able to pierce through the noise. If you don't know how to do that, you're going to waste a fortune on Facebook ads. You will waste a fortune on YouTube. You will waste a fortune on TikTok and Instagram and the other forms. So what happens if you don't know how to dial in your message and that message does not resonate with your heart first? Secondly, does it resonate with the client? If it doesn't, you can spend a fortune on ads and it's not going to work. Before, when it was brand new, you could get away with an inauthentic message, and a lot of the guys did. Not today. The buyer today is kind of like a fine tuning fork, and they're only reaching out and connecting with people that are authentic. So that's another really big miss for most businesses when they're trying to get clients. Using outdated methods or an inauthentic message is just not going to work, and it's going to be very expensive lesson that they'll learn.
You said a lot in this segment, and I want to unpack it. So one of the things you talked about is that there are these methods of getting clients through the door, getting leads through the door, yeah, that used to work. You talked about webinars. And I remember when that was working at the company that you worked with, and the company was doing great. But I looked at it, and I looked at the whole business model, because I got a business background, you know, I got a master's in international business and all that good stuff. And I saw that this was really a strategy. It wasn't, yeah, a business.
Correct.
It was a sales strategy, which was called use webinars. A business, a sophisticated business, does not rely on a single strategy to generate all of the leads they need. They have a multi-pronged approach. So they would say, okay, we're going to have a webinar strategy. We're going to have an organic marketing strategy. We're going to have a networking in-person strategy. We're going to have a cold calling strategy. They'd have a whole bunch of different strategies laid out and say, we're going to do all of these different things, and we're not going to rely on any one of them to get us 80, 90% of our business, because if it stops working, then we don't have a business. We're done. And that's what happened to a lot of people that were following that one strategy, build a webinar and have it lead to an online sales funnel. And one of the reasons it worked for so long was because a lot of people in the coaching and consulting business are good people. They have high morals and ethics, but their sales and marketing skills aren't good, and they don't want to sell. They don't want to be that pushy guy. So they wanted to believe that you could do this without your personal involvement in the selling process. So it was an easy thing to persuade people to say, hey, this will work. And for a while it did work, but when it stopped working, coaches and consultants had to come up with a cold, hard truth that they were facing, which is, if you are not willing to embrace that you need to become a master of marketing and a master of sales, a master of personally sitting in front of people and having conversations, you don't have a business. The chief salesman for any business is the business owner and the CEO. Would you agree with that, Mark?
1,000%. And, That's absolutely it. And another way I've heard it said, Brooke mentioned this, which I really loved. He said that you can't build a business with a one-legged stool. The one-legged stool might work for a while, but what happens when that stool breaks, that one leg breaks, now all you've got is a pile of stool. And you don't want to be that guy. And if you think about traditional business, I always joke with people about when their funnel stopped working, the webinar stopped working, the VSL stopped working. And there's plenty of reasons for that. But I remember telling them, I said, guys, here's the truth. You want to write this down. They were actually doing business before they had online funnels. And it was so funny because, you know what I mean? Think about Ford. Ford became the largest car manufacturer. Guess what? They didn't have a funnel. Apple didn't have a funnel. They innovated. They got in magazines. They got on TV. They got on movies. They used movies as a way to talk about them. I remember BMW paying a lot of money to get James Bond into their Z3. They paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Rolex does that. They had all these different ways to market. The medical industry, they paid doctors. They used to be able to get away with giving them, based on the number of prescriptions, they would market to doctors and then give them trips to the Caribbean and Hawaii. They did different trade shows, but they had different vehicles. Like you said, they had a multi-pronged approach. So if one thing stopped working, the other 9 or 10 or 20 would keep them going. And then they'd look to innovate. When those days are, I would say, are coming back. And the other thing you said too, is you need to be a master. You really do. This is not the time that you can go half in. If you're going to win in business today, you need to be all in. You need to innovate. You need to add more value to your client. And you need to be the most committed on the, in the game. And it's kind of like if you ever saw a big boxing match and you watch those guys throwing down and you're going, the guy that wants it the most is going to win. And so what's happening now is that that funnel, the webinar funnel, was so good for a while because it was innovative, it was brand new, and it allowed you to bypass years of branding, years of reputation building, years of doing that, and it allowed you to jump and get high-quality clients. And the market, the economy was perfect for it. People were building excitement. They were wanting to build businesses. They had confidence. So they all lined up perfectly. And now what's happening is that we're going back to where it's an unsure market. They need to know that they can trust you, that you're going to deliver before they pull the trigger. And so there are ways working. I don't want to leave people out there thinking, oh, everything's horrible. It's not. There's a lot of people getting a lot of clients. Now, here's the big opportunity. The big opportunity is a lot of those old gurus are still pushing the same crap that doesn't work. And the people that are innovating right now are gaining market share rapidly. It breaks my heart, but I still see people. I just talked with somebody about 2 weeks ago. They spent $250,000 on ads and didn't get a return. Talked to another couple, $70,000 on Facebook ads, following the VSL gurus who were telling him to do it, didn't get one sale. And it was like, that's the thing that's so tough. So really what I have found, Nikki, we should probably talk about that, is what is working right now, because there's some innovative strategies and the people that get in it now are going to have a very unique, and again, it's going to be a window of opportunity. This will not be there forever because everything in marketing is constantly changing. But my hunch is you've got a 2-year window, 3-year window to get in front of this and really do really great, just like you had with the webinars. We should probably talk about how to win in today's market.
I agree with you 100%. And I want to, before we get into it, I want to reiterate what you just said, Mark, which is that this is a strategy. It's not the be all and end all of everything to do. You should be doing other things other than this. This will make you money. It'll make you a lot of money. And it has a shelf life. It is not going to work forever. But the good news is, this is the proverbial field of gold where no one's been digging. So there's lots of gold. There's so much gold here. And you can get your share if you jump on it now. But if you wait, other people will come in and they'll dig up all the gold and there'll be none left for you. So please listen very carefully to what Mark and I are going to say. Mark, so what's working today, pal?
So today there's what we've been looking, and I've been diving and digging deep and turning over every rock and reaching out to guys that have done very, very well and looking for really the heart driven among them. Because the people kind of fall into two big groups. There's a group of people that are, they don't care. They just want their money, right? And that's how a lot of the traditional business, those guys are still around, and they'll manipulate their data. They'll lie. They'll do whatever it takes to make the sale. There's another group of people that want to make a big difference. They really want to see the world a better place. They want to help coaches. They want to help people that want to make a difference. So they seem to be falling into two camps. The problem is that having the desire to serve from the heart is not enough. You still need to back it up with a system and a strategy that works, okay? Like having an altruistic idea about wanting to make the world and your industry better is great, but if you don't know how to get that message out there, you're in trouble. But you and I stumbled on something that when we noticed that the webinar and the VSL was tanking quickly, you came to me and said, I can't keep afford to spend $30,000 a month on advertising to not make a return. And we talked about a different way without a dime of ad spend and a way to go ahead and get out there in virgin snow. And it reminds me of the guys that bought Bitcoin when they bought Bitcoin for a penny to a dollar a share. Did that make them a guru? Did that make them a financial genius? No, it meant they were in the right place at the right time. That's what I told you as well, that this market that we're about to talk about, that's the same thing. And what I'm talking about, Nikki, and what I want to share with people is podcast guesting. Mm. And so there's a couple of reasons why. Number one is you'd already spent a fortune on ads and didn't get a return. So you were kind of gun shy as well, if you remember. You're like, it doesn't make sense to keep.
I'd always complain to you, ads aren't working for me. And that's why I had to stop.
And then the gurus were telling you it was your fault, even though they're the ones that helped you write it. They're the ones that whatever, and it's your fault, Nikki. And the bottom line is, though, that you thought like a CEO. You said, I have to be able to get out in front. So really what podcast guesting is, and again, Nikki, you give the actual stats, but I believe there's something like 5 million podcasts. Yep. And almost 300 million people or so that listen to them regularly. How many?
500
million. 500 million. So here was the thinking. This gets back. You got to step away from the strategy for a second. Nikki and I talked, and I said, Nikki, and I said, the message is key. If you know how to message and articulate a powerful, impactful message, the platform almost doesn't matter. It does matter, and you have to modify your presentation a bit. Like, you can't have a 1-hour pitch and go on TikTok. You see what I mean? That won't work. It has to be pertinent to the platform you're using. So we discussed podcasting. Here's what I love. Nikki, I want to get your input too. What I love about podcast guesting is there's a ton of them that you could be on 10 podcasts a day for the next 2 years and still, you know, there's still about 5 million more that you haven't even touched. So the market's wide open. Number two, it's wide open and brand new. Nobody was doing it. They were a couple people were trying to get on podcasts, but they don't know how to monetize. They don't know how to articulate a message that leads people to want to jump on the phone with you. So that's a big, big miss. Very similar to the book funnels. The book funnels, get a book, you'll become a millionaire. And for a little while it did. You made several million dollars with your book funnel. But the problem was, most people didn't. Most people did not know how to articulate a message and a call to action to move them to the next step. So we fixed those two things. And we got you on podcasts and we started looking at podcasts. You created some systems. You created some automation to make it so it doesn't take up a lot of time. And working roughly 8 to 10 hours a week, Nikki, over the next 12 to 18 months, how much money in new client business did you create from podcasts?
So Mark, it was a little longer than 18 months. In 22 months, we made just under $380,000 in sales, part-time, 5 to 8 hours a week.
That's so awesome.
While doing other things, I made money. While doing other things, right, like speaking on—
This is bolt-on money on top. Now, how did you feel, Nikki, once again, when the paid traffic wasn't working? I told you that we could probably crack the code on this, and we did. And it took you 100 calls back and forth, but podcast before it's like, oh, that worked. That one almost worked. This got it refined. When it started to click, how good did that feel? Because your message is dialed in. You're getting your message in front of the right people, the targeted ideal client. You're getting calls booked that are high probability calls that they want to work with you. So the sale, like you said at the beginning, the sale is 90% done because they already know you because of the conversation. And getting back to that point about 3 hours, when you start doing podcast guesting, for them to hear 3 hours is very quick. That could be 5-10 podcasts, because when they hear one that they like, the consumer will go look you up and find more, and they start listening. And so what happens is all of a sudden they hear a congruent message, they hear an impactful message, and they get a feel for the congruent and the integrity. So that's why they want to work with you. And it's a whole lot of fun. But remember when you were doubting yourself after you spent a lot of money on webinars, you spent a lot of money on paid traffic. Where were you in your terms of your confidence about, God, am I ever going to be able to do this? Because everyone else, it seems to work, but not for me. How did you feel when your webinar and that thousands of dollars of ad spend was going down the drain?
Honestly, man, I questioned whether I had what it took. I really did. I just thought, this has got to be me. I suck at this. Other people are doing it. But, you know, that—
And how did you feel afterwards?
That was the point when I came to you and I said to you, Mark, I need a way that is going to work for me. Maybe this works for other people, but it's not working for me. And I need a way that plays to my strengths. And when he started to put me on podcasts, what was good about that is that it was a low cost affair. I don't pay to go on shows. And in fact, it's one of the things I tell people, don't pay to go on shows. No pay to play. Bad idea.
And don't pay for an agency. That's another big scam. We'll get to that in a minute.
Because $2,000 to $20,000 a month to get on 2 shows, 3 shows that are going to do nothing for you, forget it. So we figured out a way where for less than $50 a month, Mark, $50 a month, I had 6 shows every 6 hours that I could pitch to. six shows every 6 hours within my target market. This is both the audience and the host within my target market. So, Mark, if you think about that, that's up to 24 shows a day in a month, 24 times 30, right? That's 720 shows a month potentially that I could pitch. There's no way I'm going to go on 720 shows in a single month, but the fact that I could pitch that many was pretty darn amazing. And I never pitched 720 in a month, but I pitched like 50, 80, 100 on the high months and 20 or 30 on the low months. And Mark, I got on shows, and once we cracked the code and we did the reps to crack the code, it didn't happen immediately. Man, the money started flowing in, and that was beautiful.
Here's something, Nikki. I've just thought of something that you never did. Okay, so you said at best you could have 720 calls booked a month, right? Because essentially, let's think about this. Paid traffic on a webinar or VSL funnel, you'd spend between, on average, $200 to $2,000 per call to get a call booked, right? Now, that doesn't guarantee you're going to get the sale. That just meant somebody that might be interested. You just talked about for $50 a month, you could be in front of up to 700. And let's just say you only got one out of seven and you got 100. But even at 720 calls booked, if you were doing the paid traffic model, let's just pick the average $500 a call. That's $360,000 in ad spend that you figured out how to get for $50 a month.
I know that's pretty 300. Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've never really talked about that, but I know people that are spending $400,000 to $600,000 on ads, and that's why. But here's what's happening. We're taking a different approach to identify ideal clients. We've taken the time to refine the message so that it has impact, relevance, and timeliness. And when you have that, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap. That's exactly what I need. And out of the 5 million, you're not going to talk to all 5 million. You're going to talk to the niches that are have your clients there. So you get to jump into their database and their warm network. And one of the other things you did, Nikki, too, which is something else that we found, when you show up the way you do from a place of heart-driven, authentic, and you really care, the host feels it. You get to have conversations with him. And all of a sudden, he is now bragging about you to his audience. And so the other one too, there's another third component I want to get out there. You've been on podcasts now for just a little under 2 years. How many people out there can hear your message now simply by doing this while you made the 380 grand? How many people could hear?
That's a good question. It's a good question. So according to this AI-driven method that we've come up with, they're estimating that I've been heard by 2 million people.
So I love that. And when we're talking about getting your message out in front of the world, it has to be impact. This is where another thing people, the biggest miss I'd say is people aren't in the game. The second biggest miss is their message does not resonate. It does. It's not impactful. It rambles. It doesn't get to the point. It doesn't activate action. So that's the other thing that you did is you got very good at getting that message dialed in so that people listen to it. Go, oh crap. I need more information. I need to do something. And if you have those pieces, it's like shooting fish in a barrel because that the competition in this arena is so bad, they just get on there and blab and they can't figure out why nobody's wanting to work with them. So those are some of the key components. But I love about it, like you said, is I believe this is a bolt-on. If you're even remotely coachable, you're remotely committed, I believe that pretty much anybody that has something to say, if they're coachable, that you could add an extra six figures to $250,000 a year as a bolt-on. And to your point, yep, this is not a whole business. This is a marketing strategy to bolt on to help you get through the storm, to help you go ahead now and have money to get on stages or to go ahead and get a book and promote it, you know, or the other methods that are working right now.
Yeah, Mark, I think you nailed it. You hit it on the head. It's a bolt on. It's a strategy. It's not the whole business. It's not the whole business model. And anybody who really chooses to take this on and do the reps, and I got to be clear, this ain't a magic bullet, okay? It ain't like they sold you webinars and online funnels. Just spend the money and the calls will show up and they'll all be ready to buy. No, this ain't a magic bullet. But if you do the reps and you do it the way that we talk about, 100,000, 200,000, 250,000 a year is well within your grasp. well within your grasp. Is it a guarantee? No. The only guarantee in life is death and taxes. Anybody who tells you it's a guarantee is a charlatan marketer, right? It's BS. It's not a guarantee. But one of my favorite books of all time is Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go. And he has a line in that book that if you take action, success is 98.75% guaranteed. And 98.75% isn't 100% guaranteed, but 98.75% is stacking the odds in your own favor. Doing this, digging for gold in a field that is fallow and has lots of gold in it and that other people have not dug all the gold out of, is the way for you to dig for gold. And I just want to let people know this works today. This didn't work last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. This works today. It works now. If that's what you're looking for, something that's going to work now, look no further. You found it.
So let's talk about some of the clients you've taught this to, because this is arguably even more fun than you make you money. I think it's great every time you get clients and it's fun. But how much fun has this been for you to teach clients who have even some crazy eclectic offers? I mean, what's one of them? Helping people create their own garden?
Great, Matthew. Yeah, yeah.
What happened with him when he got his message dialed in? He started taking action. He framed it the way that we talked about. How soon till he had his first client?
Within a week. Within a week, he got his first client. And Mark, he used this strategy and then he said, okay, I want you to help me with my other strategies too. So we looked at a couple other strategies that he had. And using this strategy and all the other strategies that we taught him, he leveraged podcast guesting through direct appearances and through his appearances, building credibility for him to get people to want to have calls with him, even though they weren't, you know, they hadn't been on that particular show with him. He generated 120,000 euro. Not dollars, euro in 84 days. Remember that, Mark, that he wrote that in the group? 100. So that's like close to 150,000 USD in 84 days. That's pretty darn amazing.
From scratch, starting at zero.
Scratch, starting at zero. And then there's this other lady, this wonderful lady named Sharon. And Sharon, Sharon's an older lady, and she is a really kind person. And she's not someone you'd call like a sales shark. You know what I mean, Mark? She's just one of these kind, really nice people. And she went on podcasts and she got her first ever coaching client through podcast guesting. Her first ever coaching client. She tried a whole bunch of other things, never gotten any clients. And there's lots of really kind, good people like that that are trying a bunch of stuff that hasn't worked. But through podcast guesting, she got her first client. I was so excited for her. You know, Mark, and we could go on and on and on. There's tons of other people that have gotten these types of results. But what this says is that podcast guesting works now. Podcast guesting is something that's new and different. And as a result, people are open to it and people are ready to do business with you simply on the basis of your podcast guesting appearances if you do them correctly.
So let's break into that, because again, I want to talk about this because this is where I see a lot of people that will jump in. I remember when podcasting became really good. Then I have a friend of mine, he does about 2 million downloads a month. He has a very, very successful podcast, but he really didn't make a lot of money from it. And I remember all these people go, I'm going to make a podcast and sell it for $5 million. And for every Joe Rogan who actually did make money from it, there's 10,000 to 100,000 people with a podcast that don't know how to monetize it, right? Yep. So there's some things that the people listening to, guys, there's a couple things that if you're going to do this, it's not like you said, Nikki, it's not rose hips and lollipops and unicorns. There are strategies within the strategy you must know and apply properly in order to do it. Number one is your messaging. And this is where a lot of people, they think, oh, I've got that dialed in. And they don't realize that their message is not pertinent. It's not articulated properly. It rambles and it doesn't elicit the outcomes you're looking to. So the messaging needs a lot of work. Number two, you have to have strategies to get on the right podcast consistently. If you don't know how to do it, it can take a ton of time. The other third thing is that you need to know who to enroll, how to enroll them, and who not to. And what happens is a lot of times people don't know how to bridge from doing a great podcast and how to create calls from it. if you know how to do that, and nobody else is teaching that. So Nikki, I'd say at this point, that's really what we developed and what we refined over 2 years, which is why Matthew got his first client in this first week, and he's done much better since then. And he did, what is it, 150,000 euro, because the system now is fine tuned and refined. So somebody out there listening, what's their next step? If they want to find out and how to monetize this and find out whether this will work for them, what would you tell them?
So look, you and I are doing a 2-day workshop, April 26, 27. That's coming up. And we're going to put the link to find out about that in the show notes. Okay. So go ahead and click on the link for Get Booked and Get Paid. That's the name of the show, the workshop. And Get Booked and Get Paid. You know what, Mark? Maybe that's our next podcast. We should actually have like another podcast in addition to the one we have, just called Get Booked and Get Paid. And that's all we talk about is podcast guesting. I think that's not a bad thought. But you click on the link. It'll show you the dates. It'll show you all the things you'll get out of it. And there's a link to register. So if you want to register, it is honestly a low ticket fee, Mark, because normally the programs we do, the prices range.
Start at 10K.
Yeah. 10K, 8K, 10K, 15K, 20K, 40K plus. We even sold a program for 100K in the past. This is only 2K, $2,000. That's it. You get Mark Von Muser and Nikki Ballou for just $2,000, showing you how you can earn six figures to $250,000 this year through podcast guesting. And as far as ROI is concerned, that's a phenomenal ROI. That's a phenomenal ROI. That's like a 50 to 125x ROI if you come in there, you do the work, and you get yourself set up. And here's one thing I'm going to tell you. If you're one of those people who thinks my messaging's dialed in, I'm going to challenge you on that. Your messaging's only dialed in if you're getting clients because of your messaging. Your messaging ain't dialed in if everybody's telling you how great it is. Clients are the only way to measure whether your messaging's dialed in. So ask yourself that. Secondly, if you're going on shows and you're going, but I'm getting on shows, but you're not getting on the shows that are resulting in you getting clients, then that's not working for you either. Even though you might think it is, it's not. If you're going on shows for any reason other than getting business, if you're going on shows and you're not getting business, that's not working for you either. And then if you're not sure who is your ideal target, who you should enroll, who you should not enroll, and how to enroll them effectively in a heart-driven way, not in a pushy way, then none of that's working for you. So you may as well click on the link in the show notes to come to Get Booked and Get Paid, April 26, 27, and have Mark and I show you how to dial all this in and how to get booked on shows and how to get paid because of it.
And it's so much fun. It's like I was thinking about Cindy and listening to Cindy and how she had spent a fortune on ads and there. And what really was affecting her was not the money she lost. It was the knives in her dream. Her dream was dying. And she was at that point, just like you were, just like so many other people were, just like Sharon was, where it's like, God, can I do this? What's wrong with me? I've got a best-selling book and nobody's buying my programs. Nobody wants to work with me. What's wrong with me? So what happens if you're not able to start getting clients, guys? It's almost like you're not able to feed yourself. How long if you're in the wilderness without food till you die? Same thing in business. How long without clients can your business sustain itself? And so if you don't know how to do it, and you don't know how to get clients today, theory's great, but you have to do something different. And right now, guys, this is something that is so fun. It's so fun to watch Cindy get excited because she's moving up the ranks on podcasting now. And now she's getting calls booked and she's like, crap, she used to pay $500, $800 to get a call booked. Now she's getting them by going on podcasts and she's getting her message even more refined, but her confidence is going to all-time new levels. She's walking differently. She's showing up differently. She's excited again about her business because she knows this is working. And that's the thing, that excitement that happens when you start to see it work, just like Matthew. It's so fun to watch these good people, good heart-driven coaches and doctors and consultants and quality people get back into their power. Watch them get back so they can make the world a better place. So I agree, Nikki. It's one client, and it's actually less than one client to do it. And it's like, if your way's not working, guys, you got to do something different. Because if you don't have a flood of clients, you don't have a way to get them, you're in trouble. And I don't know too many people that can continue to afford the paid traffic model when it's not working. That's an expensive proposition.
Amen. Amen. It is, brother. And if you're listening to this and you're like thinking, yeah, should I, shouldn't I? I'm going to tell you, you should do it. So just go ahead in the show notes, click on the link, go to the landing page, take a look at the dates, take a look at all the things you're going to get from there, click on the registration link and enter in your information and let's get you started. And God bless you. You deserve a great life. You deserve to have people that are teaching you things that work today and not things that used to work, just so they have their hand in your wallet. You deserve people that believe in you, because everybody needs somebody to believe in them. And I tell you what, Mark, I call myself, when people ask me what I do, I say I'm a professional believer in people. And I know that's who you are too. And you're going to get that in spades, in addition to all the great strategy that we're going to teach you. And if anything, having someone believe in you is even more important than having the best strategy, because someone who has other people believe in them will have that belief spark up inside of them. And that belief sparking up will have them attract what they're looking for very powerfully. So come and get the best strategy in the world and be around people that are going to spark that little itty bitty spark of belief and turn it into a roaring fire of self-belief and awesome results. And that wraps up another exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. Until next time, goodbye.
This episode has been brought to you by eCircleAcademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.